Restoring My Soul. Wednesday, the 13th of October. Least in the Kingdom. In his letter to the seven churches, Jesus likened the ministry of Elijah to the morning star. The mandate for this ministry belongs to those followers of Christ who turn and receive the word ministered through the ascension gift graces of Christ in the presbytery and in the church. The ministry of this particular message is described in the scriptures as the day of visitation and times of refreshing from the Lord. Receiving this word and joining the fellowship it establishes enables a person to participate in the messenger administration that ministers in the spirit and the power that motivated Elijah. Jesus foreshadowed this ministry when he sent out the 70 before him. The Gospel of Luke records, "After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go." Significantly, everyone who is born of God and joined to the fellowship of the presbytery has a participation in the ministry of Elijah, particularly from house to house. In this regard, we note that Jesus described John the Baptist as the greatest man who had been born of woman because he had been sent to prepare the way before Christ who became flesh and dwelt among them. However, Jesus then said, "But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Jesus said this because those who enter the kingdom of heaven are born of God and joined to the fellowship of his body. From the least to the greatest, the sons of God are able to bear witness to Christ as those who, themselves, have received the inheritance of sonship that only he brings. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 2 verse 28, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 11 to 12, Acts chapter 3 verse 19, Luke chapter 10 verse 1, Acts chapter 2 verses 46 to 47, and Matthew chapter 11 verse 11. For further study, Ephesians chapter 3.